here, because otherwise I'm too far away and I can't draw. How many of you guys have decided that the right plan in your life, you know, when you wake up in the morning, everything is going to go really well, today is going to be a good day, and it's going to be plain sailing, and it's just going to be sort of straight and easy and a bit like this, and everything is going to be fine, and then you get out of bed, and everything kind of goes kaput? Well, I think Mary probably thought that she knew where she was at before the angel Gabriel came and visited her. She thought, you know what, I've been good. I've followed what my parents have said. Everything has been plain sailing and kind of straight. And then the angel came and her life sort of went like that. It did an absolute turn because the angel gave her a message. The angel came, and her life was no longer this nice straight line. It had a great big kink in it. And she went, "Oh, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do next." How many of us have had those moments in our lives when everything has been going absolutely fine for the moment, and then you get those moments? Yeah? So I'm glad that only our younger members have had those moments. Everything is going smoothly, and then suddenly it doesn't. And for Mary, this must have felt like, you know, is a really dark place in her life. So most of her life is going really smoothly, and then she gets these wiggles, and suddenly she's in this really, really dark sort of place. And it can be really scary when we're alone. And it feels like when we're in that darkness that you can't see a way out, that it's only us. We are the only ones who are feeling this way. Nobody else can understand my situation. Yes. You don't get frightened. That's amazing. You just stand there and do nothing when you look at a cave. When you look at that darkness, you go, "I'm here and I'm Alex." That is awesome. Brilliant. But, thank you, Alex. Thanks, Alex. But, although you guys might be really brave and able to do that, some of us are not so brave. Some of us see that darkness and it feels overwhelming. So we're in that moment when everything is really, really dark. And what we're looking for is somebody who's going to reach out their hand to us and point us in the right direction. One of the lovely things that we have in the Bible is we have a whole load of friendships. Can anyone think of some really good friends in the Bible? Liam. So, really close, David and the king's son, Jonathan, were really, really close. And actually what it says in the Bible was that Jonathan saw David and loved him. Which is amazing, that sort of friendship. And he loved him so much that Saul did not let David out of his sight. So David, who was meant to be king, suddenly had a best friend who was the son of a king. God put him in the right place so that he could learn how to be a good king, which is amazing. Any other friendships we have in the Bible? Ryan. John the Baptist and Jesus. So they were second cousins twice removed or some sort of relationship or other. And they had this relationship which was really cool because God sent John first so that everyone would be prepared for Jesus to come. Anyone else got any friendships that they can think of? Jesse? The 12 disciples. The 12 disciples. Who were they friends with? Jesus. They were friends with Jesus and with each other, which is really cool because they were fishermen and they were lots of other things as well. But it didn't matter what jobs they had. Jesus chose them to be his friends. One of the relationships I really love is the relationship of Job and his three friends. So Job, in case you don't know, had a really, really, really rough time of it. Really rough. And there's a bit in the Bible which says that his three friends came, and when they saw him, they didn't even recognize him. He had changed so much. And then they stayed with him for 7 days and seven nights, and nobody said a word. And it's not because they didn't have words to say. It's because they were with him, and there were no words that could cover his grief. So instead of trying to say, oh, you know, cheer up, everything will be better, they were with him and they mourned with him. That's it. They didn't say anything. They were just with him. And that's really cool. What I love about the story that we heard today was that Mary and Elizabeth were related. They were related. Mary was Elizabeth's cousin's daughter. You know, that really close relationship. Beautiful. You can show me when you finished. They didn't have a really close relationship. But what God did was he said, actually, Mary, I know that this is going to be a really tough time for you. So even in your darkness, I'm going to send somebody who is going to extend their hand to you and love you in this time of need. And that's amazing. God didn't just say, you are by yourself. What he said is, this is a really important thing you're doing, and I know it's scary. And I will be with you. But sometimes we find it really difficult to hear God. God doesn't send angels to everyone to send them, tell them the scary news. Sometimes all we see is the darkness. But God will put people around us who will help us, who will be there to reach out their hand. Now, Elizabeth had spent many, many years being barren. Barren means not being able to have a baby. And in the community that she was in, that was awful. It was so bad. And so she would have spent years wondering why God was not with her. Why would God do this to her? But actually, God's timing is perfect. God gave Mary and Elizabeth a baby at the same time so that they could share in that experience and be that encouragement to each other. And God does this because he loves us. If you want to see the proper picture of this, because this is a very bad version, then look at some of the pictures that the kids have been decorating at the end. God loves us so much that he will be with us and he'll put people around us. The bit of the reading after what we heard today is Mary's song. So she has been scared. and she has gone to see Elizabeth. And these are the words that she speaks after. She says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." She is able to do that because she has had the people that God has put around her to make her strong. So when we're scared, or when things are going absolutely kaput in our life, there will be people around us. And it goes the other way. We can also be that encouragement, that encourager for other people as well. I want you to think about that as we go today. Thank you.
I wonder if we might just do a little bit of response to that straight away. I wonder if all the children, can you look at one of, or find an adult who doesn't have any other children near them and say to them, I want you to say to all the adults, God is with you. Can you find an adult to say that to? Find some other adults. Are there any adults who don't have anybody to say that to them? And adults, as the children are saying this, would you respond with that same encouragement? God is with you. We as a church family together have this opportunity to do the same thing that Mary and Elizabeth did for one another. To encourage them. To encourage each other, whatever our ages, whatever our circumstances. God is with us. We're going to stand and we're going to sing again.